Hello, everyone. I'm Janie Anchikovsky, and I'm here with my friend Paige Bonner.
Hi, everyone.
And so we are going to talk about our off-campus experiences and things we learned and different perspectives that we've gained, etc. Where did you study?
I studied abroad last semester in South Africa, in Cape Town, and I lived there for about 5 months.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I was in the gap experience, and so we started in northern Minnesota in the Boundary Waters, and then we went to Chicago and Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then we finished in Guatemala. And so that was the whole first semester.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's cool. You got to travel to all those different places.
Mm-hmm.
How does traveling help you gain perspective on your life back home?
Well, we went to so many different places, and I feel like I gained the largest perspective in Guatemala because it's outside the country, a whole new culture, just a whole new world over there. And so I feel like traveling there, well, one of the things we talked about was the civil war that occurred there, and things are still happening, there's still oppression, stuff like that, and the U.S. played a major role in that war, and so it was really interesting to learn about that, because I had no idea that that had ever occurred, and that stuff is still occurring, and so gaining that perspective on their lives and how we have played a role in that, like not us specifically, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
the U.S. in general. So that was something so interesting to learn about and just hearing about the struggles that they've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
I think one of the perks of traveling outside of your home, and especially outside of the U.S., is being able to step outside of all the norms that you're usually experiencing, mm-hmm. and everything that is familiar to you. It allows you to kind of examine your values and what you believe in and really challenge those to see if are my beliefs because of that's just what I know, or do I really believe in these mm-hmm. things? When you're able to challenge those beliefs and kind of reinvestigate why you believe in what you do, you kind of either A, strengthen your belief because mm-hmm. you realize, yes, this is what I want for out of my life and that's what I believe in, or you're like, actually, no, this isn't what I believe anymore, and you kind of find new ways of seeing the world and mm-hmm. viewing the world differently. And that can be a really powerful experience that I don't think you can always have when you are in your home, like whether that's at St. Norbert or with your family, but like really stepping outside of your comfortable, normal box helps you see how life can be different and maybe that it should be different mm-hmm. where you are at home.
I think that's the whole point of off-campus learning and experiential learning, because within a classroom you can only learn so much. Mm-hmm. It's really about going out into those communities and meeting with the people of those places and talking with them, and that's when you actually learn that information, because you can sit and have a professor tell you facts, but if you go places and learn in the places, you're going to get so much more out of that.
Exactly. Like, one of my experiences while I was abroad was when I was a volunteer for the AAMI Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that does after-school programs in the townships, which are kind of like the slums of Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And getting that experience of being in a community that was way less fortunate than I was, and seeing like how they struggle but struggle together, was very powerful for me. and understanding that I wasn't there to be a savior or, like, honestly, to make that much of a difference, but to kind of cross-culturally have that experience and understand where they're coming from and what they really need instead of what we assume that they mm-hmm. need. I think that was really powerful to see.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What were your experiences like serving in the community in, say, Guatemala or in the U.S.?
Yeah, well, we met with a ton of different organizations that are working to better the lives of so many different people, whether that be people that are living in impoverished areas or if they are living in Guatemala and they aren't receiving the right education, things like that. And so the thing for me was learning that service isn't always hands-on. It's not mm-hmm. always planting a garden for someone or something like that, but it's more bearing witness to their lives and just being able to listen to their stories and walk with them on their journey, I guess. And
that's so powerful.
I think that was one of my favorite things I learned was talking about bearing witness and how powerful that can be to just be an ear for someone and be a shoulder for them to cry on, things like that. So that serving is more than the dirty work, I guess, like how we think of service in a way.
Yeah, you almost don't have to do so much all the time. Like, just being there mm-hmm. and listening and validating other people's feelings, saying, mm-hmm. I understand that you are going through this right now, and mm-hmm. I'm here for you in kind of whatever way you need.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't even need you. They mm-hmm. just want to be recognized that this is going on.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said about seeing what they need, not what we assume that they need, because mm-hmm. one of the things we talked about was the difference between fixing, helping, and serving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like serving is what you said, is seeing what they actually need versus trying to go in and just fix their lives and, oh, we're the superior people who have the power to help these poor people. Well, no, we need to see them as equals and just mm-hmm. ask them what do they actually want, or if they want or need anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really powerful.
Yeah. So how do you plan to integrate the things that you've learned about yourself or about community in your future, either at St. Norbert or beyond?
Well, I think what I talked about with bearing witness, mm-hmm. I've learned to value being able to be open with people and wanting to make sure other people feel comfortable being open with me, and that we can talk like adults about different issues
mm-hmm.
and just be that person for someone else. And one of the things during our leadership course was learning to advocate for ourselves mm-hmm. but in a respectful manner.
Okay.
And so I feel like that's one of the big things that I've learned about myself, is to be assertive and to be confident.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a life skill that I wouldn't have necessarily had, or to this extent, if I hadn't gone through this experience. And so that's definitely something that I learned about myself and that I've developed and want to keep working on in my future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think confidence is definitely something that mm-hmm. I found in myself while abroad too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being an outsider and kind of alone for at least parts of the journey, like finding where my voice was and when mm-hmm. I wanted to use it, and really just standing up for what I believe in and what mm-hmm. I think is right. I definitely had that experience while I was abroad, and I'm trying to bring that back to St. Norbert on campus, and, like, again, like you said, in my future as well, like mm-hmm. constantly working on being confident and knowing that I'm capable
mm-hmm.
of so much more than I ever thought possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like for both of our experiences, we obviously learned a lot about human rights and social justice issues. And so definitely in my future, I want to be able to do something along the lines of human rights or peace and justice with whatever I decide to do, because we're all humans and we all deserve to be happy and have a prosperous life. And if people are being denied that for whatever reason, if I can use my privilege that I know and can identify that I have, that if I can use that to do some good, then I think that that's my duty as just another human being.
I like how you said use your privilege, because a lot of times I think we talk about privilege and we analyze who has privilege, who doesn't, but then sometimes we stop there and we don't say, well, now what do we do with that privilege?
Yeah.
And I think definitely I want to work on using my privilege that I have to advocate for other people and to fight for social justice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well,
alrighty.
That concludes our interview, but
thanks for sitting down and talking with me.
Thanks for talking to me too. I'm glad that we had this chance to share our experiences.
Yeah, I hope everyone else enjoys listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, that didn't suck.
Yay.